Welcome to We Are The Daring Podcast, episode 8. This one's called How to Take Ownership of Your Life as a Single Mother. This is the podcast for the mamas, the lovers, the mumpreneurs, and you. Whoever you are out there listening to this, this is your calling to be more daring. So sit down, listen, and relish in this moment just for you. I became a single mother in December 2015. I was just 13 weeks pregnant. I had just lost my job, and as a result from that, I couldn't afford to pay the rent payments that were coming up. I had to sell what I could to try to make ends meet. I put the little belongings that I did have into storage and tried my hardest to regather some sort of normalcy in my life. I had to move in with my family, which I hadn't lived with them in years, at age 29 and with a baby on the way. I was embarrassed and ashamed of myself, to say the least. I had a small bassinet and a few baby items in the bedroom, and I tried with everything that I had in me to rebuild my life again from the ground up. But how do you rebuild your life after the biggest relationship breakdown you have been through? Or with little people by your side? Start small. I remember sitting in that bedroom at my mother's house, surrounded by baby things that had started to pile up, wondering how I would somehow find the finances and ability to get back into my own house again. It seemed like a faraway dream that I would never reach, and I would worry endlessly, hours and hours into the night, about our future, and I would sit in absolute fear about how I was going to make everything happen. I felt incredible guilt that I had put us in the worst positioning of my life when I had a little tiny plus one on her way that was going to depend on me for everything. Having her by my side was the biggest force to move me forward, to seek out the help that I needed, whether it was financial or mental, to make small steps forward. I took help that was offered, and I wasn't afraid to ask for it when it became too much. They say it takes a village to raise a child, and now it's time to find yours. I don't want to get it twisted, because it took so many professionals behind the scenes to help me navigate raw emotions that were running through my body during that phase of my life. I knew that if I didn't unpack that baggage and do the work that was needed of me, that going through something like that could really dominate the rest of my life in a negative way. So I became obsessed with working through it when I was pregnant. I was very conscious that I wanted to heal before my daughter was born, and I knew that her growing in a body that was feeling so much intense feelings, it wouldn't be good for her in the long run. So my advice to you is this: don't just listen to people on the internet, hell, even to me or just to this community. Enlist the help of professionals in whatever sense that means for you. Now, it may mean that you go to your GP and get a mental health care plan in place that will entitle you to some free of charge services like psychologists, behavioral therapists, etc. Or it could mean that you just want to do some soul healing, Reiki, kinesiology, NET. Now, for me, I did it all. I really felt that I was on the precipice of that experience swallowing me whole if I let it. So I enlisted the help of everyone and anything that I could. Don't be afraid to reach out and admit, look, I need help working through this. Don't be afraid that people will judge you for it. There is far more to lose if you don't do the hard work now. Now, I talk about this a lot, so I'm going to speak it out to you again because these words are important and I feel like they are going to give you the drive that you need to take ownership of your life now. Somehow, by some way, you have found yourself here. Maybe your relationship broke down because you no longer served one another. Maybe it was a mutual agreement and you had no hard feelings. Maybe the relationship died a long time ago and you felt like a weight had been lifted the moment it ended. It could be that something changed you at a soul level. It could be infidelity, lies, deceit, a breakdown of trust. It could be that someone ghosted you and you never saw it coming. It could be that the love of your life became your enemy and was violent towards you. Whatever it is for you, know in your heart that you will get through this. You will rebuild your life into a masterpiece that is far more beautiful than you could ever have imagined. Look, guaranteed it's going to look nothing like you thought it would. Yes, the plans that you were building will somehow remodel and be entirely different, but There is beauty in that. It's time to honor the you again. The you that you were before this experience is just beneath the surface. So it's time to fight like hell to bring her out again, to dig deep within yourself, to rebirth her into whatever version that she morphs into. When you are in a relationship, you take the other person into consideration. You are careful not to tread on their hurts and you walk through life with them at the very forefront of your mind. You honor their feelings with every decision you make. It is time to make that person new. What did you always want to do that you put on the back burner because, well, relationships, or what goals you have that didn't match up, so they fell by the wayside for what you called our goals or our dreams? If you were like me, no doubt you have given a lot to relationships. It's time to make that relationship your damn self and really recharge yourself and your life. I say to so many women, this is not an ending for you. Sure, this is the ending of your relationship. Sure, it's going to have your place in your journey, and a very valid one at that. But this is the beginning of you taking ownership of your life. This is beginning of you doing life your way. And although it's not going to be easy, and the soul growth and independence that comes from this, it's going to be far worth any of the hardships that you walk through. Now, soul growth is great, but staying afloat financially during this adjustment phase is a question that I am asked almost daily. I fumbled through the first few years of solo motherhood, both emotionally and financially, desperately trying to find my feet and learning along the way. So here is what I have learned so far. If you haven't been great with your finances before now, it's time to learn. It's scary, and wondering how you will survive is normal. Panicking that you can't do it is a part of the game. But the thing is, you will survive. You can do this. And I'll let you know a little secret about how I know this. Because I'm doing this. Because I had the same fears. Because I was able to take ownership of my own life and rebuild it. And look, I'm no one special. I'm just a solo mum who wanted to use the breakdown of her relationship to propel her forward and to share her experiences to help others navigating the same situation. If I can do it, you can do it. Find out what you are entitled to within the government system. I know it doesn't feel great, and accepting help is never something that we want to have to do. But speak to them. Speak to child support. Speak to your workplace about your situation. Now, if your work is like the people that I was working for during that period of time, and you know that you may very well be fired and find yourself unemployed after having the chat with them, then seek out alternative incomes. There are so many ways that women are changing the game and turning businesses from home on their heads. Take ownership. Be brave. Back yourself. Did you know that mothers who are entrepreneurs are the fastest growing businesses in Australia? Yes, we are rising up in a big way, and you can be one of them. Now, I get asked this question a lot. No, I'm not a budgeter. With money and finances coming in all over the place, I struggle to budget because a regular income is really not a thing in my household. So the question of how do you stay afloat is one that I really get regularly. The answer is, look, some weeks I do it with absolute ease, and other weeks I'm fumbling through it, needing help if I'm waiting for an invoice and every last dollar is accounted for. If you do have a regular income, I highly recommend the From Great Beginnings budgeting tool. Arna is a total whiz at all things homewares, and running a household financially is kind of her thing. So rather than take any advice from me on how to budget, go and speak with her. She's ahead of the game. Anytime I become stressed about finances, I say this affirmation. I've said it with you guys before, but I'm going to reiterate this again. I am abundant. Anything I desire comes to me easily and effortlessly. Now, this jolts me out of the I don't have enough mindset, which can be crippling and stressful to say the least. Manifestation has been a huge part of my life for the last few years. But I'm going to talk more about that in a future podcast because it deserves some airtime all of its own. For now, though, pause me and write that affirmation down and repeat it anytime that you feel you need to. I am abundant. Anything I desire comes to me easily and effortlessly. Now, I've recently been doing some soul work. I decided to quit dating a little while ago and just focus on myself. I realized something, and it was a little bit numbing to say the least. I've been dating since I was 15 years old, and my first boyfriend was a 4-year relationship that saw me spending most of my teenage years with him. Don't get me wrong, we had the best time and I only have great memories of those years. But that is when I started dating, and it was a long time ago. A lot has happened since then. Here we are 17 years later, many dates, a few proposals, one engagement, a nearly wedding, and quite a few horror stories. And of course, one gorgeous daughter that was the sum of my biggest breakup yet, and probably the reason why I'm sitting here speaking to you today. So it's also time for me to take ownership within my own life, because dating is fun and I wouldn't trade in my single time for anything. The biggest lessons of my life have laid within those years, and without them, I wouldn't be the woman I am today. But it's time to take a break from dating and to concentrate on myself, because as much as dating is fun, it can also be disheartening. It can also make you feel like you aren't understood and like, yeah, there is something wrong with you or how you live your life. I read this the other day and it said, I recommend constructing a detailed image of who you want to be and how you want your life to be, down to all the little details, love, life, work, money, your home, day-to-day life, etc. Flesh it out fully and let your heart and desires govern the whole thing. Don't hold back at all. Create your ideal life and every day think about it and feel it. Feel it as if your life is already that way and make your decisions according to its ultimate fulfillment. Get in touch with your values and what is really important to you and let them guide you. I read that, I think it was on Pinterest, and it really resonated with me. If you are listening and you are a single mother or you are thinking about becoming one and leave whatever is not valuing you behind, I want those words that I just said to be something that you write down. I want them to be something that you refer back to regularly. I want them to be something that you remember. Because this relationship breakdown in this phase of your life, it's not a bad thing. Becoming a single mother isn't a life sentence. It doesn't mean that you are signing up to struggle or that you are any less than a coupled person. In fact, being a single mother makes you more than. It is your time to design your life, to begin to live it entirely your own way. It's about reconnecting with who you are on your own again. It's about discovering that you can stand on your own 2 feet and that you can take ownership of your life and make it your masterpiece. Don't just write down what I said, but believe it. Put it into action. Construct that image of who you want to be, how you want your life to be. Be detailed, aim high. Let your deepest desires and biggest goals come through. Make it your life's manifesto, your life's mission statement, or your life's legacy. Call it whatever you wish, but just get started. I remember listening to a Robin Sharma podcast when I was pregnant with Eva. Write down or make a mental note of him too if you haven't already. You'll be so glad you did. He is incredible. And I was listening to his podcast called A Quick System for a Spectacular Life. I highly recommend it. And he asks his listeners to write a 1-paragraph legacy statement about how they want to be remembered when they are no longer here. Now, as a mother-to-be, those words hit me incredibly hard and left me wondering, what do I want to leave behind? What do I want to instill in my daughter? What type of mother and childhood do I want to give her? And then I came to the incredible realization. It just hit me and dawned on me all of a sudden that I was now able to design my life my way, that I was now able to influence my daughter and raise her without the impact of another person or someone telling me what to do or how to be or how to mother. I was now able to live my life entirely my way and figure out who I am entirely on my own, to figure out the type of mother I wanted to be. And instead of that scaring me like it did at the start of this experience, it empowered me. And that's because my mindset had changed and the shift to taking ownership of my own life had started. Now, mind you, I didn't know it at the time, but now looking back, it was the turning point to it all. Mindset, in my opinion, is the basis for our entire life. It governs every experience. It can turn anything into an ordeal or make a positive and silver lining that propels you to move forward. Taking ownership of your life is taking ownership of your mindset. And sometimes it's even admitting to yourself, look, I handled that poorly and I could have done better. Or I chose that relationship and I stayed with that man. I contributed to being in this experience and I want to make changes. I get so many women that come to me and the first line of their message is, he did this to me. He did this to me. He made our relationship that way. He ruined my experience. He ruined my life. And sometimes it is that it is the other person. But the beauty isn't in the blame. The beauty lies in looking for your part in it anyway. Seeking out your part, no matter how small it might be, and taking ownership of it. It might be something as simple as, I dated that man after knowing his reputation. I've been guilty of that before myself. It might be I stayed in that relationship for far too long and I lost myself because of my choice to do that. Or it could be I allowed it to happen and so it continued. Whatever it is that comes up when you begin to seek out your part in it, let it come up. Stand in it. Look for what you could have done better. Look for what you could have changed and just simply move through it and let it go. When I started to take ownership of my life, I began to honor myself and my body. Now, I'll admit freely, I'm currently in a phase of learning how to do this again. I somehow got lost amongst motherhood and business, and so now I'm returning to honoring myself again. And how am I going to do this? I'm going to take life back to those moments in pregnancy when I really did honor myself. Yes, I know I had the time. I had all the time in the world back then, but I went for walks along the beach without my phone. I sat quietly on the sand and meditated. I indulged in reading a book, which I'm going to be honest, I haven't done in months. And I made sure to carve out time to honor myself. I made myself a priority. And here's the secret, it paid off, so I need to do that again. So now you have a few tools to take ownership of your life. Go out there and grab it. It is your time to shine, to sparkle, to walk boldly towards the future that is waiting for you. Because I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be a bit of a truth bomb. There is one person in charge of you succeeding, and that is you. There is one person who can grab your life for you and own it, and that is you. There is one person that has the answers to moving forward and through this experience and making it an experience for the greater good, and that is you. Thank you for listening today. I hope that you have gained a little inspiration. I hope that you have felt that spark in your mind when you find something that makes you want to level up. I hope that in some small way I've impacted your life in a wholesome way in sharing what I know. As usual, if you would love to leave a review or rating, please do so. It helps this little podcast to grow and lets other people know, hey, look, it's a good listen and it's worthy of their time. If you can do me a favor today, please share this episode on your socials, to a friend, send the link, whatever it might be, but just share it. Because if you have taken something away from it and you feel that others might too, then pass it on. You can find me over at Leila Steed on Instagram at LEILASTEAD and www.wearelimama.com.au if you would like to get in touch. See you soon.